Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer, Badger, and Detroit Lion running back. Sam Schmidt's producing today for Dan Plucker, who is out till middle to end of next week on vacation. Baby Chow, she's out today, tomorrow, and he'll be back next week as well. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler somewhere. He'll be joining us here in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, so we know Giannis is an MVP. We know Giannis is probably going to be a back-to-back MVP. We think there is a good chance that Giannis may end up being Defensive Player of the Year. And then he goes in a rarefied air of winning an MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in the same year. So we know how great he is, right? Averaging 30 points a night, double-double machine as far as rebounds go, good assist numbers, great shot blocker, humble dude, game changer on the floor, all that positive, happy stuff. The one thing that we never really have gotten into on the Big Show, and I can't speak for Chuck and Winkler or the Bill Michaels show before us, but I know we haven't, is his popularity and his marketing that goes around him around the world. Not just in Milwaukee, not just here in the U.S., but that global popularity where, you know, he walks around in the Philippines. Does everybody know who he is? He walks around in Australia. Does everyone know who he is? He walks around in Italy. Does everyone know who he is, right? That global popularity. Can his global popularity exceed that of a Kobe Bryant, a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan? Can it get to that level? Because remember, the difference here is this is an international player doing big things here. Similar to Dirk Nowitzki when he was with the Dallas Mavericks. Simpler comparative to Yao Ming when he was with the Houston Rockets on that level. Now the difference is Yao Ming, very good basketball player, not at this level as far as superstar and what he does. Dirk Nowitzki, very good basketball player. Mm. Hall of Fame basketball player, for sure. Not sure at this type of level of domination the way Giannis is going about it. So can Giannis's global popularity exceed that of Kobe, LeBron, and Michael Jordan? That's the question for you right now. And again, we're going to be biased, right?
Of course we're going to be biased.
We're homers. This is our guy, our team. That whole deal. But think about it from a marketing perspective and everything that goes along with it. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Well, really, he should already be there. I mean, you know.
Now?
Yeah, this is something I didn't know. Because we know we were making fun of the draft when he was drafting the players for the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, him versus LeBron.
Right.
And he apparently is going to play in the All-Star game this weekend, for those of you wondering that are going down to Chicago.
And we were talking about, you know, the drafting the players. And then he was talking about his, what did he say, African brothers?
Yeah.
I think that's what he said. And you think about him, he is already global. He should be more global than what we really know. I mean, he should be because he was not born here. So one would think in Greece, Nigeria, I mean, Africa, one would think that he should be big over there already. And because Michael Jordan wasn't. Kobe then wasn't because they were, well, Kobe was, what's Kobe born in France, maybe?
He was over there for
Italy,
a while.
Italy. Yeah. So, I mean, he had some of that, but not like Giannis. I mean, Giannis spent a lot of years.
No, the closest thing is Kobe Dirk from Philly,
right.
And Yao.
Right.
So he's not
from here. So right. you would think that he is more global than those guys right now, but it doesn't feel like it. I mean, it really doesn't.
That's why I didn't have a problem with him playing with the Greek team. I mean, go do it. I don't mind him doing it. I mean, play.
What, didn't we just go to France? Did they just go to France, Steve? The huh? Bucks? What did the Bucks
Yeah, they're in Paris. Huh?
They're in Paris, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know how many languages he speaks and all that, but I think one of the biggest things that I think why I'm not surprised by any of this stuff is I got to go back to the reason I have all of his shoes. They're affordable. I mean, this is amazing.
So are the Starberries.
Hey, man, nobody can afford all his shoes. How you going to compare these nice
shoes? I had Starberries.
They're coming to America, Giannis, and I had the Greek Freak black and white sweatsuit to the Starberry. You need to stop.
You can pay for any of that stuff. Don't act like you're spending money.
I ain't going to pay for my band 120. His shoe is 120, Steve. That is unprecedented.
No, I agree with you.
A Jordan, yes. Man, they got some Jordan, man, 250, cuz.
No doubt.
And they got them way up high. Mm-hmm. Bring them Greeks down where we can buy them.
Which is great.
120.
Now, I don't know whose call that is. Right. I don't know if that's Giannis's call or whose call that is.
Put it this way. I'm going barbershop mode, Gary.
Okay, fine.
If I don't know, I'm going to give him the credit.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Because the LeBrons, they're creeping up, Steve, almost 200. A little bit more.
Supply and demand, Leroy.
A little bit more. I don't even know what that means. I'm
that
just
means, like we just talked about in the first hour of Bucks tickets. That's what that means.
Giannis
may do the same thing.
No, he ain't going to make his shoe go.
He's got his first year of his shoes going, and in year five, come back to me and see if they're still 120.
And guess who's going to buy
them? Or if they're like 185,
and guess who
200.
I'm going to buy them, man, because look at all the money I'm saving.
Right, but your base is off. Well, look at the cheap. How cheap the shoe is, it might be it should be the first year launch. They may go up as he does more and more.
I'm fine with that because that's what I want. That's what I want, Steve. If it's something I want, I'm going to make a way for it. If I can't afford it, I'll pull back and keep wearing the same ones I got.
You have a million pairs.
And Steve, I'm telling you, when I got up there the other day and talked to a private school, so we can't say their name. But
why can't you say a private school's name?
God, I can't pronounce it.
Oh, well, so that's a problem.
That's different.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that. I struggle with
Gary,
that.
Gary, I got them blue and silver ones on. The kids just standing ovation.
For your shoes?
For the Giannis, or for the you? Blue. No, for the shoes. Because the kids know I like Vans because they're cheaper. I love Vans. Mm-hmm. You know, Tyler Smith, my other kid, he loved Vans too. I love Vans. But I got the blue ones on, Steve. That was the first time I brought them out because that was the school colors. Oh, my God, he got the Giannis on. They jumping all around. I said, okay, what's the big deal? I'm 51 years old.
If you had those Giannis's on in Japan, would they know they were Giannis's?
Yes.
If you had them on in Italy, would they know in Australia?
Would they know?
That's what we're talking about, the global, not how it is in Milwaukee.
I ain't going
globally.
Japan right now because they get that corona fixed up.
Not in Japan,
but,
man.
I don't care. I'm just saying that. But. Wherever you go, man, you can go to Idaho.
They know.
Remember, we had that discussion two years ago. Do people in Idaho, Wyoming, do you know? Before you go global, you got to take care of these 50 states here.
I think he's got the 50.
No, I
think
he's got the 50.
They got the 50. He got the 50.
Including Hawaii and Alaska. I think he's got
So now let's move across them waters.
That's what we're talking about, Leroy.
Before he went across the waters, you had to get these 50 because I didn't think people would know.
Here's the thing, Leroy. Yeah. He crossed the waters before he crossed the waters.
Well, 100.
Yeah, but Gary, nobody knew who he was when he came across.
I know, I understand. So he should
but he
have,
did. His culture
he should
did,
have
though.
Automatic following before he had even really got here. And so now that he's ascending player, mm-hmm. he should be booming. From a global standpoint, I don't know if it is that way, but he should be a bigger brand right now because he's not even really from here.
Well, we got to do
let's
our
just
part
say
too,
he's
though.
Got the 50 states covered. Yes, he does. But what about across the water?
I think he got a bunch of it too.
Go ahead, Steve.
You think about Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
the Be Like Mike campaign, mm-hmm. the huge, what was it, McDonald's campaign?
That was a huge Gatorade campaign.
It was huge.
And him and Maurice Blackmon.
You had the Be Like Mike videos. Mm-hmm. You had all of this stuff that went with Michael Jordan. And the thing that made Michael Jordan different than everybody else was the way he took advantage of marketing his brand everywhere while he was playing and blowing up Nike to a whole different level they never thought they could get to. He did that by himself. Now, we're just asking, can Giannis' global popularity exceed that of Michael Jordan or LeBron or Kobe? Okay, LeBron and Kobe, I think that's tough, but let's say that's possible. I don't know about Michael Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan's
baked in.
Michael Jordan's like Michael Jackson popular, like around the world. I mean, that's at a different level.
He's been retired for how long now? He's going to always have the number one shoe because it's word of mouth. That's why I said we don't do our part as Giannis' fan base to promote his shoe. We don't do that. That's why the first Jordan 1s, they still sell them out, Steve. Now, those are affordable, by the way. Those are a little bit like 140. Some change.
I'm not spending that much on a shoe. Sorry.
But for Giannis' shoe, 120, 125, 130, and then I'm going to come into America this weekend. I mean,
You love the shoe.
He's going to be... I just want people to put their foot in it because it just
you get a cut of the sales.
No, man, I
you want to?
My guy. Otherwise, I'm hollering about players we don't even know.
All right, can Giannis's global popularity see Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe?
We don't know LeBron James.
Kendrick,
man, we know 34. What's up,
Kendrick Northside? You're next on the fan. What's up, Kendrick?
What's happening, fellas? Leroy, you got robbed. You should have been in. But anyway.
Damn right.
I appreciate it, my brother.
I believe you,
I've been a Bucks fan since the 80s, and we see another guy like this. I never got to see Kareem when he just came out. But Giannis, I feel like he gets nothing here because whoever they play, they talk about. If they play the Sixers, they talk about those guys.
Embiid, you're right.
Like it, you know, like Giannis or whatever. He's like – an afterthought. If you guys go back, I hate to bring up that word, that race word, but Bomani was talking about on his show, they love Luka. Now, Luka came in polished, and okay, granted, he's great, but right now, he gets more pub than Giannis does.
Luka.
And Giannis is the MVP. Yeah. I don't understand it. Here in the States, now it's a possibility. I don't know what's going on over there, but I think America drives that global brand first and foremost, because sometimes they don't see the I'm sure they see live streaming the games, but America, they put you out there first.
Yeah,
we are what's popping. And Giannis, he's an afterthought. All of these guys, Harden, they talk about Westbrook, Kawhi, and Kawhi doesn't even hardly say anything. Okay, he won a title last year, but
that helps.
Giannis is out here on TikTok, whatever. America has to put Giannis out there first.
You think that's why he's lacking global attention, because America doesn't put him out there?
They don't.
Okay.
If you watch any of those other shows,
right,
you will notice that they don't talk about
him. There may be some truth to that, because it feels like because it feels like he should be more global.
More marketable
than he really is. Well, I mean, marketable is, but he should be. But he's not, Steve.
The NBA is still going to ride LeBron. You know that.
So this is the deal. And I hate
that
to bring this up.
That's why LeBron got in that trouble when they went to China and all that.
That's because he doesn't know how to shut up.
Well, no, it ain't about shutting up. It's
Giannis
about
isn't talking about
up.
All that stuff. So that ain't going to be a problem with Giannis.
But that means you don't mind catching the smoke.
You don't mind.
Well, that's fine. That's LeBron.
Giannis ain't catching
Giannis
no smoke.
Giannis isn't doing that. He's going to be more like Michael Jordan and shut up and just play basketball.
That
and
could
do
be
deal.
An issue.
Right. Well, very well could be. But this is my thing. And y'all aren't going to like this answer.
Okay.
Uh-oh. This whole thing of, he doesn't get promoted enough in this country, because where he plays in Milwaukee. If he played it,
hold that, Steve. Yeah, that's another subject.
Fine. We'll talk about it next. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, other side of the glass, Sam Schmitz, filling in for Dan Plucker. Baby Tosh out today. He'll be back next week as he gets ready for Valentine's Day. Coming up tomorrow, as I'm sure most of us are at this point. Talking about Giannis, the question on the table is, can Giannis's global popularity exceed that of Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, or Michael Jordan? And before the break, and feel free to jump in, of course, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. If you're on, we'll get to you coming up here shortly. But before the break, the caller had brought up that he doesn't get promoted enough in this country. Like, the talking heads barely ever even talk about him compared to a Harden, a Westbrook, a Kawhi Leonard. Even Luka seems to get more run at this point.
you're not going to like it. Like I said before the break, and Leroy maybe hold on until after the break.
Mm-hmm.
He plays in Milwaukee, and that is a big, big mm-hmm. problem when you start wanting the promotion that he needs to push him to a different level as far as marketing goes. I think he's huge already in this country. I think if you went, we'll go to use Idaho. If you went to Idaho yes. and asked them who Luka Doncic was and who Giannis was, I bet you 9 out of 10 would know Giannis, and probably 3 out of 10 may know who Luka was.
I would agree with that. Totally agree with that.
From that perspective. Yes. So he's bigger than Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, if Giannis played at Madison Square Garden 41 games a year, Giannis would be at a completely different level of famous right now.
Well, the Knicks would be on TV every weekend.
Every day. If he played at Staples in L.A., same thing.
Yes.
Oh, he'd have a yes. statue already.
No, he wouldn't have a statue.
Yeah, he
but
would.
That's
slow
what
it
we're...
Down. Slow it down.
I'm telling you, man.
But that's what we're talking about. Yes.
Anything out there.
But that's what we're talking about here. Yes. So, yes. Do people know who he is? Yes. Does he get a shoe deal even though he's in Milwaukee? Yes. Absolutely. But to get to the crazy star status that we're talking about from a marketing perspective and being around all of those companies that are, you know, they're in New York or they're in L.A., and he's talked about in the past. He's turned down movies. He's turned down
all these
different deals. He said, no, I want to focus on basketball. I don't care about all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
he
you start
be
talking about
with
how
that,
big you are globally and you're not doing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he really even wants to get to that point.
But see, he may be, and that's the thing about LBJ. He has a production company. LBJ makes probably another $300-400 million besides basketball. He does movies.
What's branding?
He does everything, right? You know, I know all about that.
His branding is A100. And see, I don't know if Giannis is on that level yet.
No, you can tell by the All Star game, Gary. He said he's not going to take James Harden because he wants somebody to pass. He has
a
thought
idea,
process.
Though.
But I think here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. I think I got something here.
Come on, with
here's a nugget for you.
Get
y'all.
Something.
Having a son now makes it different. Because now you can talk about legacy. Because of the little Greek freak sitting in these classrooms when he's in the fourth grade.
Is that the baby name, Little Greek Freak?
I'm just going to give it to him for now because I don't know. I forgot.
Liam.
Liam.
Yeah,
Liam Charles.
Both of those
Liam
kids.
Liam Charles.
Yeah. How good your daddy was, and he supposed to get up and go to the boy, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to know, because Michael Jordan kids weren't going to never play basketball to
no.
his dad's level.
No, they wouldn't never.
But I bet you everybody know who,
Leroy,
what their dad have done.
I'm telling you something. I don't remember which one it was. The one that wore the goggles. One mm-hmm. of his kids that wore the goggles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one.
I'll never forget it, man. Mm-hmm. You go to one of these big national high school mm-hmm. tournaments, he's yeah. out there playing,
mm-hmm.
and every time they played, the opposing guard guarding him ran their mouth the entire time. You ain't your daddy. You wish you had half the talent your daddy. You suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, the entire mm-hmm. game while this kid was playing,
mm-hmm. that's okay.
he had to deal mm-hmm. with that. Mm-hmm. But that's what sucks, though.
Why?
I mean, it's great having a famous dad or whatever.
Yeah.
But then if you decide you're going to go not, follow that
yeah.
in that same sport.
What's wrong with that?
All no, of these kids, no, because
tough.
The pressure that goes along
no
with it.
No one said it would be easy.
But it's harder for them than if my
he
kid went and played versus, say, your kid went and played football.
It is.
Why you think Bosa got two boys in the NFL? Their
but,
boys can handle it.
But
they're
it worked
fine.
Out. But it worked out for them because they had talent.
And Michael Jordan's kids did not have that same talent.
We're talking about Hall of Fame players, superstar players who kids don't, because I know, I'm there,
yeah.
that don't have the talent.
Don't have the same
yeah.
genes.
Yeah. And they don't, that's fine. Like LeBron's son, he's going to be good.
Right. They have the talent.
Bronny?
We're talking about
yeah.
the ones that
he gonna
don't.
Be good.
Dwayne Wade's son
but
isn't all that
we're
great.
We're talking about ones that don't have the
well,
talent. No,
he's
okay.
still young, though.
He's okay. No, I see
barely
playing.
Barely playing.
Well, he's still young, so you have time to develop. And you don't necessarily have to do what your dad did. You don't have to do it. But I just think you have the respect that's put on your dad's name makes
sure.
you feel like you did. You just get respect, cuz. You get the same amount of respect because I'm Michael Jordan's son.
But Leroy, you get
and I'm
more.
I'm in a business or something.
But I think, and I know what Gary thinks, I think you get more jealousy at you more than you get respect.
You're going to get jealousy anyhow, cuz.
You get that on a whole different level.
Yeah.
When you're in the game situations.
Or your kid gets judged because of you.
For sure.
They
that's
expect
fine.
For him to be
like you.
Like you or
that's
have,
fine.
And they judge him harder than that because of that.
There's
that's
no way.
Kids don't, they don't let kids be who they are. Nope. And you're right. So your son will not have
none.
That scrutiny at all.
None
of that.
But his
nope.
son going to be taller than him when he get in the fourth grade.
Well, that doesn't matter. Anymore. I'm just saying I'm on the saying. Floor, nobody's going to say boo to him.
See, you drive joke too much, Gary. You need to stop joking so much, man.
David Tosa, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Dave, do you think that Giannis's global popularity could exceed that of Kobe, LeBron, or Michael Jordan?
No, I don't think so. I think that those names aforementioned are now the template that every athlete strives toward.
Gold standard.
Maybe not so much Giannis. Sparky, you alluded to before, he's just recently come out and said, like, I've turned down endorsements, commercials, et cetera. I'm just trying to win a title for this city. But then Leroy also hit on something, too, about personal branding. If you creep on some of these guys' Instagram page and stuff, it doesn't say athlete. It says entrepreneur or businessman. So a lot of the athletes these days are just trying to drive their own personal brand, and therefore as much marketing as possible. When Jordan was coming into his own, Nike was just blowing up. Gatorade was just blowing up. The internet was just blowing up. The marketing age was really coming into its own. It was this perfect storm. And it was similar to what the Beatles did in the 60s. You're not going to see too many global impacts or the gold standard of a Michael Jordan.
And don't you agree that remember they put out Space Jams, that took it to a whole nother level?
Yeah, that was. I mean, you didn't really see too many athletes in movies. I mean,
right.
I remember Kareem in Airplane, and but other
oh,
than
that was
that,
funny.
Up into the early 90s, you know. You really didn't see that, and then he just jumped into the mainstream with Space Jam. That's what I think about that. Jordan is the template now. He's the gold standard for what athletes are trying to become.
Yeah,
when they're trying to sign with these companies, or we're going to try and get you the shoe that Jordan has. Don't you want to be the next like? Don't you want to be like Mike? I mean, that's the same. It's the saying, right? So. That's I think Giannis will be big. He can be big. He can have some bigger influence, being that he's European himself. But I don't think that anyone's going to touch Michael Jordan.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. I mean, that's a great phone call. Now, if he never does movies and stuff like that, it'll be hard to be rival with those guys. Because those guys, again, Space Jam, you got a whole movie about how Michael Jordan took players and played aliens. It was just a great movie, not to mention one of my best friends on the soundtrack, Johnny, 95 South Boys, Space Jam. That's them. Mm-hmm. That's all you talk. And then let's go to the barbershop. They talk about the shoes. I don't talk about it. Jordan. The 13's coming out. They're in line. Kids getting robbed for shoes in Chicago. This shoe, you got to have this shoe. If Giannis just plays basketball, he won't even put a dent in what these guys can do. But for some reason, he get a movie or something about
his
life.
He turned out LeBron's Space Jam
and
movie.
And that movie, that Space Jam movie is a global movie.
That was a movie. He could jump. He had more opportunities to now, because you know they show movies overseas.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get on the big screen, the people can see the personality that we see. Maybe he did the Mountain Dew commercial. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. At the bus stop. More of that. And maybe he's waiting to get his max deal to do it. So it's like the build up. Let's build up. Because I couldn't wait for his shoe. I'm like, when is the shoe going to come out? So then they hit you with a blue and a white one. Boom, boom, boom. Great. But I want it to be bigger now. And he may not want the big, he may not want to be global. He may not want to do it. Because money wise, he's leaving a lot of money on the table. Because once you get that max deal, okay, everything locked down. Norma be in Milwaukee, and guess what else? Something else will bring him full circle, Steve, if he do this. If he won a championship in Milwaukee, he's a planet now. He ain't talking global. He may get people in Mars. There's some people in Mars, right? They'll be buying Giannis shoes if he do it in Milwaukee.
I don't think people in...
If he won a championship here, Steve, it'll be one of the biggest accomplishments in NBA history from a guy going 15 from Greek, came overseas, and won in the smallest market.
I don't think people around the world could care less where he wins a championship.
No,
I don't think it matters to
him. Where it started, though, he ain't going ring chase. He did it here.
But here's the thing. it will be big for the NBA in a small market.
Yes,
that,
it would.
Because we just talked about it, 49, 50 years that it has never happened here before, which makes that the story.
Yep.
Now you bring, the NBA has to get behind it. They have to get to it. Yep. And you bring them into it. Yeah, the branding now. Now the Greek Freak has to become the Greek Freak.
You just watch.
Right.
You just watch. I don't care if he wins two or three rings. If the Knicks ever get a star, nobody will be talking about this Bucks team anymore as soon as they get somebody.
I mean, but we have,
they are,
but Steve,
just waiting.
I don't disagree with that because it's a bigger market. It's Madison Square Garden.
Because the Bucks that, I mean, guys get two or three rings.
Right.
If they get a star, it's going to be, oh, boy, look at the Knicks.
Yes.
But, dude, they got three rings. What about the MVP sitting over here in Milwaukee? But, that's nice. But let's talk about New York.
But you're right.
That's what it's going to be.
But you're right.
You're right.
It's Madison Square Garden. That's the holy grail of
basketball.
NBA basketball.
For sure.
A basketball period. So, yes, of course that's going to be there. The Fiserv, what is it, Fiserv Forum?
Mm. Fiserv.
That's not the holy grail.
No.
Madison, yeah, of course it is. But they still going to know who Giannis is because of Milwaukee. Listen, if you want the NBA to get behind the story, that's probably a bigger story than they could ever hope for.
I told you I wanted a big picture of Giannis down there. Remember, I've been telling you that for years. There's two things I wanted. For the Packers to get a short wide receiver like Randall Cobb in the slot, and I want a big old mural or something of Giannis downtown somewhere down there.
We'll need Randall Cobb in the slot, cuz.
All right, now say somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody by 5'8".
We're doing something different.
We're going to continue this, because now there's people on hold saying no matter what Giannis does, he'll never get to Michael Jordan's level. We'll discuss that next. Served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan, live from G. Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Steve
Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Sam Schmitz producing today. Asking you about Giannis's global popularity.
Global.
Can he get better than Kobe, LeBron, Michael Jordan? Who I think has been the king of marketing globally for a long, long time. Let's
Without
go to
trying.
Mick in Tulsa. You're next on The Fan.
So, I think Giannis is doing a great job building his brand, and it will be global. And I'm pretty sure that he had movie rights that were sold about his life story that's going to be coming out, but I don't know the specifics on it.
I remember reading something about that.
Yeah, but then in terms of brand and shoe deal, I don't know that anyone's touching Jordan just because of how the deals are written now. LeBron signed a lifetime deal with Nike, and that was all of his goods, you know, shirts, shoes, shorts, whatever, for $1 billion, which sounds crazy. But Jordan was grossing $100 million a year from Nike. I don't think anyone's getting to that.
Right. No, you're right.
Thanks for the call.
And the streaming service to just watch.
So what we're talking about, the money's is huge, but I'm more talking about the popularity.
I think it's both.
The branding also, most certainly. And you're right. He may not never be on those types of figures and numbers like LeBron. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they have a logo. Michael Jordan had that logo. That's the one with his legs open when he dunks or whatever.
Yeah.
That logo, they you know, you have a stock that's good.
Yeah.
Gary splits.
Mm-hmm.
They split into Jumpman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Made more money. Yeah, I'm like, boy, they're so good. So now it's a Jumpman, a cheaper shoe.
Is that like...
And the Jordan is the Jordan.
Is that like playing blackjack, Leroy, when you split it off like that?
Well, you only split 10s.
Okay.
But the dealer must have a 6 up.
Yeah, okay.
Now, if you hit a 12 and you at my table, call security.
I doubled down on 12. Hey, so this is a deal.
Don't sit at my table.
I don't. That's why I don't play a lot. Because
I ain't playing for $10 anyway.
Yeah. All right, so it's funny. We got this tweeted at us. It said, speaking of branding, this is from TMZ Sports, a one-of-a-kind basketball card with an NBA logo patch from Michael Jordan and LeBron James jerseys on the same card just sold from Ken Golden of Golden Auctions, just sold the card at a private sale this week. The previous record for a basketball card, the highest ever sold, was a 1970 Topps Lew Cinder card that went for just over $500,000 in 2016.
Signed? I'm sure it's signed.
I don't think so.
It's just a card?
This is just a card.
Not signed.
This card, LeBron James and Michael Jordan, so the logo patch from each jersey onto one card, just sold for $900,000 at an auction.
That's gotta be signed.
That's not signed.
Mm-mm. Are you sure?
Positive. One of one. It's the only card ever made in the 2003-2004 collection.
So what would it be worth if it was signed?
Oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's a whole different thing. Louie and Franklin, you're next on the fan.
I don't think you're going to stick a gun with that card.
What's up, Louie?
Afternoon, boys.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
I'm going to try to get like three quick points in here. I think the first one is he's at a substantially disadvantage. MJ was the right player at the right time with, you know, one of your previous callers said, marketing blowing up, Nike blowing up, Gatorade blowing up. LeBron had the advantage of we knew he was coming. We were watching his games, you know, when he was in high school.
Yeah.
And you know, he's kind of like Dirk in the fact that he's kind of come out of nowhere. So I think that's one reason why he won't. The second reason why I don't think he will is his own. It's him. And it has nothing to do with his personality or him as a player, but he's a lot more Mike Trout than he is anybody else. And Mike Trout doesn't care about all that other stuff. You know, here's a guy that is, you know, if you think Christian Yelich is the best player in the league, I mean, that's fine. I don't. I think he's probably the second best player in the league. He's the same as Giannis in the fact he doesn't care to be the face of the league. He doesn't care to get marketing deals. He doesn't care to do some of these outside things to build his brand more. And then I also think that the, you know, the TV market or city size in the NBA is not as relevant an argument today as maybe it was 20 years ago. You know, if I want to call and have a business meeting with someone in New York, I can look at their face on my cell phone. The stars have been in Oklahoma City. Stars have been in Cleveland. Stars have been now in Milwaukee. I don't think that is as much of a bearing while they're playing as when they're after. So, like, I think LeBron moved to L.A. not to play, but for when he's done playing.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes.
Yeah, so that's true.
Those are the factors that I think.
Mm-hmm.
Good call. Here. Yeah. I think he'll be plenty good enough.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think he'll be plenty good enough all time as a player
to
have a brand that good, but I think he'll be somewhere like maybe a couple ticks above Dirk Nowitzki popularity when he was at his peak.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Man, we got some good calls today.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Again, it's what Giannis wants to do. But when he sees his baby every day, it's going to make him change it up a little bit. And just, I want it all now. Because he's going to score 45 points this weekend, however the weird rules, Steve. He got guys on his team going to make his son. They're going to want to win the game for the new daddy, so he'll get all the smoke. And it'll be great.
He's going to have an uphill battle with that roster. Hey, I got a text here.
I think the knockoff's going to win.
We'll see. That's a good name for that team, though. Yeah. Hey, I got a text from my friend John. Says, NBA channel is yet to gush over Giannis like other hopefuls. I'm already tired of hearing the Zion talk.
Well, that's because he's the number one overall pick. You have to.
And to be honest, there haven't been that much Zion talk.
Oh, yeah,
because he's been gone.
Well, I'm saying they got these trackers now on your phone every time he does something.
They're ramping it up now, but he's been gone. And he's the next great thing. So, man, Jokic went for 31 the other night.
Yeah. Yeah, but how many back-to-back MVPs have we had?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Because I was thinking about if Giannis went back-to-back MVP.
I guess I would guess probably like five, and it's simply a guess. Right. Sam Schmitz could figure it out. Back-to-back MVPs in the NBA, how many?
It ain't been many. He's going to have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
But while he was out, LeBron got that triple-double, and they beat Denver.
That was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's the conversation in the barbershop was, well, LeBron, people like what he's doing, you know, leading the league and assists and all that, is he pulling away votes from Giannis because Giannis been out? I said, well, now that they lost one, now they went 6-0 without Giannis, okay, fine, but now they're 5-1 without Giannis. I still think that if he wins back-to-back MVPs, which I think he will, okay, that would do, because now he put in a different category now.
Right.
Because he's winning these MVPs with LeBron still playing at a high level.
High level.
That's why I say Steph Curry, when he won MVP, I see LeBron was playing at a high level. He won MVP. I think Kobe only won, which is my favorite player. I think he won MVP maybe once. It's hard to win MVP when you're in the smallest market.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the smallest market. You won MVP.
You got to be on a team that's being historically great like this year to win back-to-back MVP.
Right.
He won it last year,
that's
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
But to win it back-to-back, you got to be really special. So he's really special, and he's on a historic team.
Mm-hmm.
And people like him. He's a great guy.
Right. I mean,
man, give away shoes, give away jerseys.
Let's sneak one more in here. Then we'll get to Eric Name. We'll get his thoughts on this very topic, as well as that Bucks loss last night. George on the north side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's going on?
George, what's up, man?
Giannis is doing, I think he really focused on getting a ring first. That's why he's turning everything down.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to be buddy-buddy with everybody. So I think he understands he's going to get that max deal. He already got the shoe deal. Believe me, everything else is going to come into play for him in a few more years. I just think he's not focused on that. He's focused on really bringing the championship to the city of Milwaukee.
100.
I don't think there's any question about that. I think he can do all of it
at the same time. He can multitask.
But he's not. It doesn't sound like he's willing to multitask. Mm-mm. The reason that he turned down the LeBron James Space Jam movie was he didn't want to take 2 weeks out of his offseason to go shoot it.
Exactly. Well, he wanted to play basketball with his country.
2 weeks? No. I think it was before that. I think it was in June
but
or something
with that,
like that.
With
or
playing
July?
In Greece, though, Greek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do the movie. And do that and spend time with his wife and his brother.
Well,
that's
now,
a lot to do.
The other thing now is now you got a baby.
Got a baby.
Right.
So now there's going to be some of that time dedicated to that on top of basketball and so forth. So, interesting stuff. All right, we'll get to Eric Name coming up next. Get his thoughts on Bucks' loss last night and whether or not he thinks Giannis can be globally bigger than Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, or Michael Jordan. That comes up next. But first, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Time is running out to do something awesome for your significant other for Valentine's Day, but Gary Ellerson is always here to save the day.
Yes, I am, guys. Don't worry about it. ShopTJC.com. The Jewelry Center.
Don't even worry about it. It's going to be like one below zero. You ain't got to go through that.
Dean Murray.
Really cool.
I'm going to give it all to you. ShopTJC.com. The owner's name is Dean Murray. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. Third location for you folks in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. He got all many kind of different ways. Leroy, he got all many kind of different ways that you can get a hold of him. My good friend Dean Murray, he's on. Guys, I'm seeing you straight through. Now, you know, a lot of you jokers going to get on one knee. You can go down there today and get your diamond ring at the best possible deal. But here's how you're going to do it. You got to mention guys from the Big Show. Go down there, tell Dean Murray that the boys from the Big Show are sitting. You're looking to get that best possible deal on that diamond ring that you need to give your girl tomorrow or at some point this weekend. Check him out today. That's Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center.
Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fans. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Baby Tosh will be back next week. Dan Plucker, normally producing, he's back at some point later next week as well. Sam Schmitz doing a great job producing the show today. Joining us now is Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, we start things off with our question that we are currently asking on the 4 o'clock hour. Can Giannis's global popularity exceed that of Kobe, LeBron, and Michael Jordan?
Whew. Man, that is a tough one.
You know he's listening now.
I'm going to say no, but he does have an interesting head start because he's already like an international player. He's already incredibly popular overseas, so that helps, but I just don't know if he can ever kind of turn into the brand that any of those three guys all did. Like, it's really LeBron had signature shoes in his first, 2 years, and they're incredibly popular. I don't even know what LeBron version we're on right now, 15?
or something like that. Like, we're already there. Kobe, his brand went crazy as well. And obviously Jordan goes without saying. I think it's going to be hard for him to reach the level of either of those three globally. But he does have a really nice head start just by, I mean, really just because he's from essentially two different continents. Like, he does have his Nigerian roots and he does have his Greek roots as well. So there is some thought in my head that he's got a little bit of a head start. But I don't know. Those three are just so huge globally.
Yeah, and I think it's really difficult because, as he has mentioned in the past, he's turning stuff down to do that could help to increase his brand. It's almost kind of like he's not really interested in doing that whole thing.
Yeah, and I mean, they're just, I think overall, his people are really careful with his brand as well. That, you know, like a guy like Shaq, I think part of the reason why maybe he never, his brand never got as big as those other guys is because Shaq will do everything. I mean, he's selling toner now. Like,
yeah, he's doing everything. You're right. He's doing everything.
For printers, like, he did, like, the general, like, car
printers.
Like,
yep. He's like Papa John's. Yeah, he does.
Papa John's, he won't turn down anything. And we don't turn, like, when you do everything, you can make a whole pile of money, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But your brand kind of loses that exclusivity, and it doesn't feel like quite as big of a deal. So that's one path that Shaq went. So, I mean, maybe Giannis people are doing the right thing and being a little bit more exclusive and, like, really picking out all of the things that they do very carefully. But ultimately, like, you do have to do more stuff to get your brand to that size.
You know, and earlier today, too, we were talking about, and I don't know if you want to weigh on this or not, but the Bucks are raising their ticket prices for next year. And there are a lot of people on the line a little bit upset about it. But, you know, I say, listen, this would be the first time that you've had an ascending player. You look at what they've done downtown. I think at some point you're just going to have to pay for that.
Yeah. You know, I obviously saw those reports as well. And, I mean, I think that's part of the difficult part of having a really good team is that all of a sudden you're going to have a higher ticket price. Like, I think those things kind of go hand in hand. Obviously you also have a great arena, so that's going down as well. But I mean, I'm not here to tell fans that they should pay a certain price or they shouldn't be upset that a price is increasing. Like, I don't want to pay more money for anything. So I totally get that. And I understand that, you know, it does always get harder to do those things and to take people down there. And I think ultimately the tough part is, like, for the Brewers, it's not, I don't want to say it's not the biggest deal, but, you know, there's 81 home games every year. Like, you can find a way to go to a Brewers game cheaply. Like, that is always going to be the case. Just because of the sheer volume of games. With the Bucks, it's a little bit more rare. The stadium isn't quite as big. There's only 17,000 compared to 44 that they can fit in Miller Park. And then I think the interesting part is I don't know how many people complain about Packers tickets.
No, they don't.
But that's because there's not as – but wait a second. I mean, with all due respect, I mean, they don't have nearly as many games that they have to pay for the NFL as you do for the NBA. I mean, you're talking 41 games at whatever the price is on your ticket.
Right. And again, like, you're comparing apples to oranges in any of this, right?
Sure.
But the thing I do think is, obviously, over time, the Packers got very good, and prices went up, and everyone just kind of dealt with it because they love the Packers.
But you know what, though, Eric?
And it's easier to do.
I'm going to jump in here quick again. Yes, the prices went up over the course of time. Now, Gary can speak to this. Or Leroy can speak to this. I don't remember them ever having jumps of 30 or 35% in one offseason, Gary, to ticket prices.
No.
Landscape. I mean, this is a much larger jump than I ever remember seeing around here in one offseason. I mean, I've seen it go up, you know, 5% in an offseason, 6%, whatever. But to go up 30, 35%, one guy said his tickets doubled. I mean, that is at a whole different level.
Yeah, I mean that's why. And like I said, like, I'm not in this that people shouldn't complain about it. Like, yeah, I'm a lucky man. I go to Bucks games for free.
That's right.
We all are.
So, like, I'm in a very privileged position. So it's tough for me to tell anyone. I mean, even if it went up 0.1%, I can't tell you not to complain about that. Like, it sucks. Like, you're going to pay more money to go to a game. So, yeah, I mean, it's really tough to try to figure out how all of this works and, you know, figuring out an economic model and all that. And, I mean, the flip side to it is if it is too much of a jump, if it is too expensive, well, then maybe the team will be hurting a little bit, right? Like, maybe not as many people will buy tickets. And I think the ultimate goal is, you know, in a free market that they will see that and say, oh, we went way too high.
But I don't think that'll be
we're
the case.
Bring it back down.
But right, but I it but could, see, and this is the thing. We talked about it earlier, talking with Eric Name here on the Fan. You can follow him, Eric underscore Name on Twitter, is you remember this at the Bradley Center. They lost a lot of corporate money over the course of the years at the Bradley Center that they had when the Bradley Center first started. A lot of those guys just quit buying tickets and quit coming to games. Now all of that money wants to get back into that arena again. So by raising these ticket prices and, you know, kind of, I'm not saying pushing out, but maneuvering some other folks out of their seats, maybe now you can get more of that corporate money back into that arena.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a big, that was a really big push for this organization. Like, as they took, as new ownership took over, like, that was a big talking point, was getting corporate partners back involved and getting them where they do buy those seats. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that is a big part of it, too, that, you know, make the price a little bit higher and then you get some more corporations. And, I mean, for them, that's guaranteed money. And it's a really tough spot. Like, it's really tough to get the money that you think you deserve for a team that is really good and make sure your team is healthy, but also not anger fans. Like, this is the struggle, I think, of I'm not even just any professional sports team, any business, right? Like, you have to figure out where all those price points are, and I think you're seeing a little bit from fans today. There's been plenty of pushback. I've seen it on my Twitter. I've had people getting at me about that as well. So I think they're going to have to see what kind of happens here. And maybe, like you said, Steve, like, this is intentional, that they do want to drop some people and pick up more corporate partners. Maybe that is. But also, maybe that isn't the healthiest way to run a franchise.
You know, the other thing, too, and I want to talk about this a little bit, is last night's basketball game, before it gets away from us, we have the All-Star break. And you don't look too much into a loss when you are the Milwaukee Bucks at this point this year. But early on in that game, you know, they're getting crushed and down 25 at one point, and you're seeing on social media, well, they're obviously already at the All-Star break. They kind of checked out, and then next thing you know, they get on their run. They get back down 4, still not playing all that great, but got right back into that game. As I said earlier, there's no such thing as moral victories when you're this good necessarily, but to me, that just showed that team's character getting back into that basketball game last night when you didn't have George Hill, you didn't have Giannis playing last night either, and that, to me, was a big deal.
I was shocked. Like, I was sitting in Bankers Life Fieldhouse last night, shocked that they came back. And, I mean, the thing that really stuck out to me was after the game, when, like, we're asking Chris Middleton about, like, you know, like, what is it about this team that, like, you guys actually wanted to come back? You guys could have packed it in. He looked at us like we were kind of crazy, and he was just like, we want to win every game. Like, there's no packing it in for us. Like, that's not how we do things. We want to win every game. And, I mean, I think there's still some thought in their head that if they make maybe two more threes in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter,
I think
they win this game.
I mean, they had a stretch there at the beginning of the third quarter where they got, like, three or four stops and missed, like, three or four threes in a row.
And I truly believe that they think if one of – maybe certainly two, but if one of them goes in, they might win that game.
Yeah.
Like, I truly believe that they think that, and they just couldn't buy a shot there, because in a quarter where you hold the other team to 14 and only score 26, for this Bucks team, 26 and a quarter is terrible. And they did their job defensively. They should have scored more points. And I came away very impressed that they didn't pack it in. I thought they could have, but ultimately, you know, they played poorly, and it's weird how rare that's been. Like, that was kind of the story I wrote today at The Athletic, was like, we just haven't seen this. Like, it's really difficult to think of times this season where this team has looked bad, and looked bad for more than a quarter at a time. And that was an entire first half, and then a third quarter where they didn't look all that good. Fourth quarter, they kind of looked good, but even then, like, it's rare for this team to have a game that bad.
One other one for you. Marvin Williams. I just don't see how Ersan Ilyasova keeps his minutes if Marvin Williams is going to play like he did last night, and he doesn't even really know everything yet.
There's been many times in the last couple of years where I've asked Mike Budenholzer a question about Ersan Ilyasova, and I don't want to say I've been reprimanded by Bud, but he's made sure to tell me just how good he thinks Ersan is playing.
That's his guy.
I say, hey, you know, he's struggling, and he'll say, no, he was not struggling, he played good, or something of that nature. This is two games in a row where Ersan has started the game and then been benched to start the second half. So each of the last two games he started, and then someone else started in his place to start the second half. And, you know, I asked Bud about that after the game, and there was no, Eric, you've seen the game wrong, you're wrong, he's playing good, you know, we did this because of this reason, and Ersan was still great. Like he said, you know, we had to do this because that the Kings went small, and we just wanted to find a way to score more points against Indiana and thought that this was the way to do it. And that, even though that's very vanilla, and that is not at all critiquing, like, hey, Ersan's has been bad for the last two games. That's why he didn't start the second half. Even Bud not complimenting Ersan is essentially him being like, hey, that – he's been bad. So that definitely stood out to me last night, that for the second straight game, he didn't start the second half after starting the first half, and Bud didn't feel like he needed to come to his defense and tell me that, no, Ersan actually did play good. So, I don't know how he keeps it over Marvin Williams. Marvin Williams is quicker. In those situations, he's going to be the guy when teams go small that's going to step in there at the four instead of Ersan, and that's how this Bucks team is going to kind of roll. So, yeah, I think Ersan's spot in rotation is pretty tenuous at the moment.
Eric, the difference is, in the past, Bud didn't have a better option, so he needed to keep Ersan's confidence up. Now he has a better option, and he's done playing that game. That's it. That's all it is.
I think that's a big part of it. I also think, like, there's probably some Bucks fans screaming at their radio right now that DJ Wilson was a better option.
Oh, enough.
I've heard it all before, but obviously Bud didn't feel that way. I do think with Marvin Williams, like, this is a spot where, yeah, there's no more excuse for us. I'm like, if you're not playing well, like, we have a better version of you, and we're going to play that guy.
Absolutely right. Eric, thanks so much. Follow him on Twitter.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
_name for all of his great work. Eric, take care, buddy.
I appreciate you guys.
There he is. Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Mm-mm. Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan
may give you
the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. And Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane coming up. If you want to get in on the Bucks raising their ticket prices, are increased ticket prices worth it? That's going to be one of the pick a lane lanes coming up here. 5 o'clock hour. You can jump on in with that now. 414-799-1250. It's going to get colder and colder tonight and into tomorrow. But if you want to feel warm and feel like, oh, man, spring, summer's going to be here before I know it, you can always go golf, can't you?
Well, sure you can go golf.
But not outside.
Well, no. The Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
Best of both worlds.
And they have a bar? Or at least so I've heard.
Well,
talk about their Bloody Marys like it's the best thing ever.
No, they're nice people, too. That makes
nice people?
Very nice.
Well, they have pizza. They have wings. They have a full alcohol bar.
Right.
Yeah. A full alcohol bar. No doubt about it.
And they're Bloody Marys.
On a golf course. Yeah, you can drink and play golf.
You got great Bloody Marys. Guys, don't let your golf swing go into hibernation.
Hold on a second. Do they put like 12 pieces of meat into the Bloody Marys? Because annoying.
No, they're not.
I don't
doing
like
all that.
That.
They're not, but they're good.
Okay.
But they're not doing all that.
I like Bloody Marys. I just don't like all that stuff.
Bloody Marys is kind of my favorite.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Guys, don't let your golf swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at wisconsinindoorgolfcenter.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.